time for Cigar Talk, the fastest growing cigar show in the nation. Whether you're a new cigar enthusiast or a cigar aficionado, we have something for everyone. Bringing you the best interviews, cigar reviews. So grab yourself a cigar.
It's time to light them up.
And welcome back to Cigar Talk. I'm your host, Rob Jones. We got Brian Falconer, co-host, here in the studio. How you doing, brother?
Man, I'm doing good. Doing good, bro.
Hey, first I want to say thank you for everybody who's tuning in. Yes, we got a good show for lined up for you. One of the topics that we're going to cover is going to be cigar apps. And there's actually a lot more apps than I thought there was because, you know, back when I first started looking at apps, I don't know, freaking 2014, maybe.
Okay.
There weren't hardly any.
They weren't.
And the ones that we did had sucked.
Yeah.
But you know what? A lot of apps are no longer with us.
That's true.
And not just cigar apps, across the board. Yeah. You know what I mean?
People learned it. This is not what it's supposed to be, so they move on.
And people came up with like stuff that was like, yes, whoa, that's way better than this ancient shit I'm doing. You know what I mean?
Ancient.
I mean, these new apps.
Oh, dude. The ability that app developers have to.
Oh, dude. I was reading about an app today that just blew my mind. What? And my buddy.
No.
So anyway, hang out with us for a little bit. We're going to be talking about apps. We're going to be talking about bourbon. We're going to be talking about cigars.
Yes, sir.
And probably some sports.
Yes.
Because somebody's team put an ass whipping on somebody. That was good.
Yes, sir.
I was actually very disappointed that I did not get to see that game.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to see that game.
I could feel that you weren't seeing it because the first half,
I was working.
The first half, I know I would have got a lot of stuff from you. Don't look good. What happened? All these.
Oh, you're saying you knew I wasn't watching.
Yeah. And then the second half, I would have figured that you would have been quiet. And I was like, but he didn't say anything in the first half. He probably ain't even watching this. And then I talked to Larry, and I was like, yeah, I sent him a text, and he's like,
Work.
Yeah. It wasn't even working. It was work. So we know when you say that, it's a done deal. Just leave you alone. So we were there.
You know, that's what. And you know what was really nice? I didn't get to go down to the meeting yesterday morning.
Yes, sir.
And today, Bill Kalame sent me a text. Said, hey, man, we missed you yesterday.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know what
that's
I mean? That's kind of.
He didn't send me one because I wasn't there either.
Yeah, but he's used to you not being there. To be fair,
I'm there. I'm just late.
Anyway,
I show up when I feel like it.
They all went and ate at the Grain Theory afterwards. Mm-hmm. And Casey sent me a pic of all of them eating and was like, you're missing out. Yeah. And I was like, thinking, I did not say this, but I was like, no, I don't like the Grain Theory.
I'm not missing it.
Have you been there?
Nope. I went off your you know, evaluation of, you told me, like, man, nah, it ain't worth, I wouldn't waste my time again, blah, blah, blah. I was like
well, if I'm not they gonna go had there the first a time. Sale going on and wow, it was all you could sale? Eat for a dollar,
you still would
I
show
wouldn't
up?
Go.
You wouldn't?
Right, no.
Wow.
It's like, it just wasn't anything good.
Okay. Well, I'm still not going to waste my money then.
And you get a big old thing of fries and they're like, what kind of sauce you want? And you're like, ketchup? Oh, well, we have some of that back around over there. And if you go ask Manuel, he'll go there. And wow, you know what I mean? He was like, dude,
ketchup goes.
You're,
fries,
they're too. Man. They're too highfalutin for ketchup. And if you're too highfalutin for ketchup, you're too highfalutin for me.
You're too highfalutin for Texas, bro.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm not knocking them. They're doing business and they've done a lot of good for the downtown area. Yeah. But for me, as a restaurant, I'm not into it.
Yeah, especially you need to, well, we've learned that restaurants in Abilene are going to do what they want to do. So we just, you know, just along for the ride, I guess. So in the end, that's just where it is, bro. That's where it is.
Well, I mean, really.
Yesterday I had.
We don't have a lot of choices.
No, nowhere near. Like, nowhere near.
For you that don't know, Abilene is about 150,000, 160,000 mm-hmm. people. And we literally have shit for restaurants.
Most definitely. And the new ones that are coming in are having problems trying to get what they need to get here.
Really?
That, yeah, because you know Abilene, man, it's a control place. It's,
oh, absolutely.
It's about you're going to do what we want you to do, when we want you to do it, how. And if you don't, we'll go somewhere else. And that's the problem because
Abilene, I mean, you realize that Hooters was trying to get into Abilene for 20 years.
And then they put them out. And see, they thought that they were giving them a distraction by putting them out on 20, but that's the perfect place for them. Right off the highway where people that are traveling east and west, oh, yeah, we'll stop here and eat versus them being in the city.
If they would have been seen. Well, I mean, for me, they're not seen now because I don't go over there.
Yeah, but there's a lot of 20 is a major thoroughfare. There's a lot of traffic that people stop
and
because they see it.
You have the college crowd over there.
Because it's right by ACU.
Right.
So that's an attraction for it also.
That's Abilene Christian, so I would imagine nobody from the school goes over there.
You need to stop. You need to stop. Because ACU doesn't mean Christian 100% of the time, and I may get in trouble for that. But it doesn't. You know, this is a college town. There are how many colleges here in Abilene? Four
if you count the junior college.
And you get that mix of everybody because everybody's not here from Texas. You get people from all, not just all over the United States, all over the world. Because 40% of ACU's track team is from Africa.
Really?
It's straight from Africa, man. Their distance runners and their sprinters are all from Africa.
How old are they?
Young.
How tall are they?
Everybody's not that tall. No, okay. Everybody's not that tall.
I'm thinking of like Bolt.
No.
I know he's from Jamaica.
No. Oh, you're talking about Usain, yeah.
Isn't he from Jamaica?
Yeah, he's from Jamaica.
That dude, best runner that's ever been. And
that was his not his niche, but that was his nick against him because they was like he was too tall to be a sprinter. But them long legs moving as fast as they did, they showed you he's tall enough to be the best.
Most people that get into that height, most people of that height stature just aren't very coordinated. Nope. Look at Larry. I mean, you know, every time Larry goes to the bathroom to go number two, he accidentally shits in the floor.
You're just going too far.
Sorry.
You're just going too far.
I mean, not at my house, but he told me that happens at home a lot. Anyway. But anyway, that's enough of all that. Yeah, let's tell everybody what we're smoking and we're having a drink. And so I'll let you go first.
I am smoking a McAuliffe Sumatra, the last of.
Oh, wow.
I got to get a couple of more.
Okay.
Before they're gone.
You've been able to get some. Yeah. Are you putting any back?
Oh, yes. Oh, most definitely. Okay. That's why the next batch I get are going to be the ones that I just put back and forget about. They're going to go in the bottom of the humidor and just disappear for years. I'd be like 2026, and I'd be like, oh, man, you know, I forgot about these, and that's the way I want it to be.
I wish I could be that cigar.
All right. Why?
So I could disappear for years.
For years. Yeah, because
you know, my dream. Do you know what my dream is?
What's that?
I want to sell everything that I own, buy a schoolie, which is a school bus that's been turned into a RV, and I just want to live out traveling the United States.
I don't even want to travel. I just want to be away from everybody. I want to get 100 acres in the middle of nowhere, nobody around
me. In the middle of nowhere?
And nobody around me.
So my cousin Mark, that's exactly what he just did. He sold his house in the Dallas area.
I applaud
and
you,
now
bro.
He lives in Matador, Texas. You know where that is?
No.
So you know where Sweetwater is?
Yes.
You go to Sweetwater and you go 2 hours north, and that's where Matador is. And their county has a population. Matador. The county he lives in, the whole county is less than 1,800 people.
Wow. The whole county. County.
And he told me that someone told him it was the least populated county in the United States.
1,800 people. I can believe it.
I was like, dang.
Dude, their school graduations were more people than that.
Oh,
1,800 people?
It was, I mean, that's small. And, you know, he lives out on, like, I think 10 acres or something. So he's like really out there. And I'm like, dude, I mean, I like some solitude, but I don't like confinement.
That's not confinement. What is confining?
I'm exaggerating. I get it, but I'm just saying, dude.
It's, you know,
and you're so far to get anywhere. If you got to go somewhere.
So? On 100 acres, everything you need should be there.
Well, you know, you got family that you have to go see. That just, you know, it makes the drive further.
My mama can come visit.
Oh, yeah. You know, if mama says come home, you're going home.
Oh, yeah, I go home.
Boom.
But any other than just come home? You just want to visit? Yeah, come on. Yeah. I got a room for you. It's all yours.
My wife would go for that. Are you aware that how much of an introvert my wife is?
Yeah.
Like
she said last year within a year she had did two of my birthday parties and something else. She said she was done. She'd been out enough.
Well, and you know, whenever we had the pandemic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Man, that was right up my wife's alley. She's like, I ain't got to go nowhere, nothing.
Done. And that was my mindset, too. I was like, I ain't got to go. Oops, I'm good.
Like when I hear guys tell stories about their wives going shopping, I don't know what that's like because my wife doesn't do that. Not at all. And you know what? I'm glad.
You're blessed, bro.
I know. Yeah. I mean, blessed. In many ways. So anyway, did you tell everybody what you're drinking?
We are drinking
Knob Creek
single
select barrel,
and it's
120 proof.
What's the nine?
Nine years old,
yes, sir.
And I'm going to tell you this: I actually enjoy drinking the Knob Creek 9, and the 12. I think is pretty good, and this is the 120 proof single barrel select. And you know what? It's not very hot. I mean, for 120 proof, it's not very hot. I mean, when it's on my palate, it feels like maybe 105.
I give it that. Yeah.
It's not 120.
It's not 120. And it doesn't taste 120. Yeah. Yeah.
But on the flip side, I feel like it's missing
a lot. It's losing flavors.
The flavor profile is very muted.
Especially after the 9 year and the 12 year that we're used to tasting this. It's like we're expecting something that's not there. You know, and that's I don't see it as a detriment to it because it still has some flavor, but it's just not what we're used to in this.
Now, you know I don't drink mixed drinks.
You know, we know.
But what I would say is that would be great for someone who wanted to make, what do you call those bourbon drinks? Old fashioned. Yeah, because you get the high proof, you get the overall flavor of whiskey, but then the bitters and sugar and whatever else they put in there
will add to
the flavor, bring it to life. Now, you know what I've been wanting to try, and I have never done it. I know I'm very stubborn.
What's that?
Have you ever dropped just a little water in your bourbon? And
It opens it up.
It opens it up. Yes, I've never done that.
When I learned, which was about 4 years ago, and I did, I put a little drop, and I was like, whoa, wait a minute. This is, but I don't do it on everything. You know, I still straight, neat, for real, neat, nothing, just the glass and the bourbon.
Right. That's the only difference I've ever had was ice in my bourbon, and I did not like that.
Yeah,
like one, it waters it down. But
the ice doesn't last long enough, so it waters it down.
The worst part for me is I don't like my bourbon chilled.
Oh, okay.
I like it room temperature. As long as the room temperature is between 68 and 75, I mean, I don't want to be drinking bourbon that's room temperature at 90.
At 90 or 100.
Right, but no, I've never tried it, so I've been wanting to do that.
Okay.
And you know what? This is what we're going to do. Next week, we're going to do the open it up with a drop or two of the bourbon with the water. But we are also going to smoke a glass.
Yes. Oh,
have you ever done that?
I've
never done that either, and I wanted to. I've heard it is really a great pairing when you do it with a cigar. And so I was like, you know what? Let's do that. Okay. I think that'd be fun.
Okay.
Something we've never done.
I definitely haven't done it.
And I mean, it'd be interesting to see if I like it compared to whether or not you like it. So we'll see what happens.
Gotcha. I'm 100% with it, bro.
Sweet. Hey, let's talk about Case Elegance quick, guys. Man. If you need a humidor or man
swag
accessories, whatever. I mean, they got journals with leather binders. They got watch boxes for you guys that wear a lot of watches. They got humidors. They got cutters, lighters. I mean, they got everything.
Almost everything. Almost everything.
I mean, if they had mail order brides.
Oh, come on, dude.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't be in the market for one of those. But you know, you. Some people would.
Yeah, it would. I was just thinking about who would do that. Orlando.
Fritz.
Oh my God. I'm sorry. I opened that door, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I'll leave it alone. Next. But Case Elegance, man, they provide so many options for cigar smokers, and not just cigar smokers.
Oh, yeah, the travel cases.
The travel cases. And, you know, at one time they had the leather bags. You know, you don't have to be a cigar smoker to have a leather travel bag. He points to his. I hate you. Anyway, but they look out for more than just the cigar community. They provide quality, you know, equipment.
Right, because a lot of their customers are not cigar smokers because they carry other things.
Like the watch boxes.
Right, but at the same time, they are across the board some of the best customer service I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And knowing the owner and the designer and the testers and, I mean, just the core people over there, they're good people.
Yes, sir.
And that's one of the things that, you know, brought us together, because when you're not good people, you need a lot of good people to balance it out. You know what I mean?
Those scales.
Yeah.
You need a battleship on your scale.
Like,
it's not that you're not a good good person. You're a good person. It's how do I phrase this?
Dick. You're just a dick. You're a good dick, but, you know, yeah, I get it. I get it. I hear that a lot.
You're good people, but you have your own niche.
I have my own niche.
And boy, when you get on the bad side of it, yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's a ride that you don't want to take.
I had a friend of mine call me the other day, and he was in some trouble at work. You know what? I'm not going to tell this story. Forget it, guys. Sorry. I'll tell it on the Light 'Em Up Crew show, but it's not. After I thought about consequences, I was like, nah, better not. Sorry, guys. Anyway, I hadn't told everybody what I'm smoking yet. I'm smoking the, what did I say? The Prospect from Cavalier. I've never had this before. This was a gift from Sean O'Connor.
How's it panning out?
So far, so good.
Good,
I mean,
good.
And, you know, I'm not naturally or often a fan of barber poles.
Yes, correct.
But I don't consider that like a barber pole.
Because it's just a string going down.
This is like race stripes on a Chevelle.
So you know what I mean? Then,
yeah, it's like pinstripes.
I can go with that. Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, the 50-50, I don't like that.
Yeah, I know.
I think it's cheesy. If you're making those, go for it. Do you. Always do you. That's what
I could take that walk, though.
I know. I've seen you. Have you smoked the Hooligan?
Yes.
And what do you think?
I like it.
Do you really?
I do.
Oh,
I
like that's it. Garbage. Garbage. Anybody that likes it never knew anything about cigars.
Damn. I know a little bit about cigars.
I'm messing with you.
A little bit.
Yeah, whatever. You know a lot. Nah, but I can't do it. You know, I don't like the Hooligan, but there's... I don't know of any barber poles other than like this or like what Romacraft does.
Yeah.
Because that you would even. That it even interests me at all.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
I understand. That's another example of different palettes.
So I'm going to tell you a little story. I jumped on a live earlier this week. And there was a guy on there that was a new cigar manufacturer. And I got to ask him several questions, and after, like, I don't know, 8 seconds, I was like, yeah, his cigars are going to suck.
How in 8 seconds did you derive that?
I could tell that his mother was very disappointed in his grades weekly.
Dude, you brought his mother into this?
He doesn't listen to the show.
You don't know. He might have.
I didn't say him by name either, did I? I might have talked to 8 people that were doing cigars. I might have talked to 20. You don't know.
and all of them would be like, he's talking about me.
Right. That asshole.
Tell it, Brian, he's an asshole. Don't hold back.
You know, I don't have a problem with people jumping into the cigar business, but do you think sometimes there's just too many that are doing it for the wrong reason?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I mean, when guys are doing it for the wrong reason, they just don't add value to our community.
It's like with everything else in life. If you see somebody succeeding, you think you can do better. But unless you are totally bought into it, you're not going to produce something that will keep you viable over years. There's a reason certain cigar companies are 100 years old, 120 years old.
Well, I was talking to this guy, and it was like, I was like, so where's your cigar being made out of? And, uh-huh. You know, he's like, Dominican Republic. And I'm like, okay. And I was like, so have you been down there? And he's like, no.
Then you don't know what you have.
And I was like, so you're relying on completely somebody else.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's, I mean, that's like, you know, me opening a shop and selling motorcycles, but they are all like names you've never heard of because I'm ordering them on Alibaba. You know what I mean?
You know, in my business, I deal with that every day.
Do you really?
Dude, you have motorcycles. We have motorcycles coming into the United States. I'm like, where is this?
How about I've the cars? Are you getting into the Chinese cars yet?
No. And when we do, they're mainly those that are actually classics, because we see a lot of GTRs coming into the United States.
Really? Well, and I'm talking about like,
and their left hand
Schlizmo.
There are a lot of them out there, especially when you're dealing with motorcycles.
In case anybody doesn't know,
mopeds.
Bryant does, he's in the business of doing, you know, registrations and that type of stuff for the state of Texas. Yeah. And he wears a badge.
Yeah. We see a lot of that craziness coming in. First of all, you're like, okay, did this pass United States safety requirements? Well, I got this. And you look at it, no. Well, I bought it. Well, you made a mistake. Sorry, you can't use this in the United States.
Right.
And people get so mad. We had a guy, and I don't want to talk about, but we had a guy bought a car off of Facebook. And this happened 2 weeks ago off of Facebook. And when he got the car, it was a Mexican made. It was a Ford that was made in Mexico. Mm. And he brought it to the United States.
What year was it?
It was 86 or 87. And when you looked at the pictures of it, you was like, oh, that's a nice looking car. But then I need paperwork. And part of this paperwork is the inspection when you bring it into the country. And when you look at the paperwork, and it's stamped on there, not usable for United States streets, for the United States public roads. And then you come in trying to get registration for it. Didn't you read what you had? Oh, but it's this. And it's, no, sir, I'm sorry. And then they want to get upset. Why are you upset with me? Well, I understand. You know, I'm the one telling you no. But I didn't sell you this. I didn't entice you into buying this piece of junk.
And you're like, you know what? You're out $300.
No, it was way more than $300.
Well, if he bought it in Mexico.
It was way more than $300. That's another thing. I was like, dude, unless I'm buying something from Germany, Italy, I'm not going to spend a lot of money on it. And then even with that, I'm going to get it up to American standards before I bring it back across these waters.
Yeah, because you could go buy a brand new Porsche in Germany and you wouldn't be able to drive it over here.
And can't bring it over here.
And you could buy a brand new vehicle here in Texas and not drive it in California.
Right. In California.
I was talking to Z the other day and he was talking about like what their registration fees are. Mm-hmm. Dude, we're outrageous. Talking hundreds and hundreds of dollars outrageous. A year.
Outrageous.
I was like, I think ours is like between 50 and 75 bucks.
It's 75.
Yeah.
And that's just on a regular car or pickup on the road, $75. $75.
And then what is it for a commercial vehicle?
It depends.
What if it's a commercial vehicle like a van?
Still the same because it's commercial.
75 bucks?
No.
Oh.
So the same as all others, because you have to pay for all 50 states.
What?
Yeah.
Well, what if you're not doing interstate commerce?
In order to get commercial, you got to go interstate.
No, you don't. Yes, you I do. Could be commercial in Abilene.
But then you're going to get commercial plates. You're not going to get the IRP plates, which is the International Registry plate.
I don't want them.
Then, yeah, for commercial plates, which is a step down, it's cheaper than IRP.
Mm.
Because you will never leave the state of Texas transporting anything.
Was that WK?
What is WK?
WKRP Cincinnati? No,
anyway.
Sorry.
We're going a different route. But yeah, it's a totally different. It's a step down from IRP. IRP, you pay fees for the entire 50. And then when you come to renew what you didn't use, you get back.
Mm. What do you mean what you didn't use?
Because if you didn't go to California, you get those fees back.
Oh, okay.
Because you got to keep your mileage for everywhere and every state you went into.
Are you serious?
Oh, most definitely. And that's federal. If you go into Oklahoma and turn around, don't even hit the first turnpike and turn around, that's still more than a mile. You got to count that mileage.
So if you are in a company vehicle, or not company, but corporate vehicle, and say you're delivering hot dog wieners to the casino over mm-hmm. there. If you just went right across the border, dropped those off,
to that first
you
got to
keep that mileage. And what happens? What do you do with that mileage?
You have to turn it in at the end of the year. You have to have it on your hand.
Turn it into who?
Us, when you come to renew. And we turn it into the feds.
And then they what?
It goes into their registry. You also have to have it on hand in case a policeman pulls you over, because they need to know everywhere you've been.
They don't need to know everywhere I've been.
Nobody wants to know everywhere you've been, conversely to that. But the IRP registry is intense. You can ask Zeke about it. I mean, that's what he does. He has to keep it. You got to keep your numbers.
Oh, man. Yeah. On a semi-truck, yeah, I know that. I didn't know just like a van. What about a car?
You can't use a car as commercial.
Are you serious?
No, car. What do you? You're not actually doing.
What
commercial
if I'm
work?
Driving a Dodge? What was that? That station wagon, Magnum. I could have used one of those for business. Why?
Vans and trucks.
Well, that's bullshit.
Pickup trucks.
What about one of those pickup trucks that has one wheel in the front?
That's not a pickup truck.
It's got a bed in the back.
It's not a pickup truck.
I've seen them. They're on Alibaba.
And guess what?
What?
You won't drive it on a public road.
I wouldn't drive one anyway.
We get arguments about that. People buying these off-road vehicles and they want to get regular registration. No, you can't. Well, they told me I can't. Well, they told you that. Well,
what kind of off-road?
Four-wheelers, three-wheelers, what did they call them? Dune buggies used to be legal in Texas, but then the rule came down. Whatever the MCO, which is the original paperwork that the manufacturer gives to that vehicle, that's what it has to be. And that original paperwork for a dune buggy says off road.
So what about when you say dune buggy?
Mm-hmm.
Like, are you talking like the Scooby Doo dune buggy?
What's Scooby-Doo dune buggy?
You know, it's a convertible. It's got the roll bar on top.
Well, see, that's not legal because you've converted it from one to another. And the manufacturer stated that it was an automobile, a passenger
automobile. No. It was made that way. When they drew it, that's the way it never.
You didn't buy it from a lot like that. And if it did, it came with an MCO.
Well, what it was a kit car.
Even with kit cars, it depends if it looks like, because kit cars have to resemble an actual vehicle, and it has to be, if it resembles a passenger vehicle, then it gets passenger plates. But if it resembles an off-road,
like, what about the Cobra?
It's a kit. And see,
there's real Cobras.
They're real Cobras. But see, real Cobras are made by Ford.
Right.
A kit car is made by you in your driveway.
Right. Which I'm not doing that.
That's what I'm saying. And see, that. You can get registration for that, but it's not going to be registered as a, say, it resembled a 67 Cobra.
Right.
It's not going to be registered as a 67 Cobra.
No,
it's going to be registered as a 22. It's going to be registered as a 2022 kit car.
Right.
That's what it's going to be registered. But you have folks that argue about that. Well, it's this. No, it's not. It's a kit. You put this together. I bought it like that. Well, somebody other than Ford put it together in their garage and sold it to you. It's not from the original manufacturer. It's not the original car. And people have paid money for some of these kids' cars. And then
now, have you seen the new trend that's going on? People are building what they call exo cars.
Yeah.
Dude.
And see, that's a problem until because you can get away with that because we don't look at the cars when you register it. And the XO starts off as a Mazda Miata.
Or, yeah, any of those. Yeah, any of those. It could be a Honda Accord.
Yeah. It starts off, and that's what
out all the metal, sheet metal.
And it's all tubular.
Yeah.
It's all tubular.
All that's left is the frame.
But see, the original MCO said a Mazda Miata, and that's what we go by. But when you get caught on the road with the wrong registration, now we know exactly what it is, and you can't run it like that anymore. There's a lot of vehicles out on the road that shouldn't be, but are because they got passed. That's why this thing came up, and I can't remember what year it came up. It's called them NVMTIS, NVMTIS, the National Vehicle Motor Transportation Information System. And all 50 states are on this now. So if Illinois says you can't have your vehicle on the road, you can't come down to Texas and get a registration.
Dude, let me tell you something. Today's technology.
Oh, yeah. Stops all that.
My dad is so lucky he grew up in the 50s and 60s.
A lot of people are.
When we could do whatever we wanted.
And you know what a lot
do.
Of people did? They took the beds of pickup trucks and made trailers out of
them. Oh, yeah. You can't do that no more.
That's illegal.
What if it's already like that and it's registered?
It doesn't matter. You would never get another registration.
Wow. So if I bought one and it was registered when I went back to renew, no go.
And the only place you can use it was on your farm off the road.
Now, what about when people build their own trailers?
It depends, because once you build, if you build it, a homemade trailer, there's certain inspections it has to go through. And then we give it a VIN, which is a vehicle identification number. And then you can use it on the road.
So why couldn't I build my own and put a truck bed on it?
Because it's a truck bed. It belongs to a pickup truck, which means it is not a trailer. It was actually a pickup truck.
But now it's a trailer.
And it can't do that.
See, that's such bullshit.
Dude, I had a dude took a freaking Ford Econoline van, took the front wheels off and put a tongue on it and gutted the entire rest of it out and tried to say it was a trailer.
Nice.
Argued for 4 weeks about it being a trailer, and Austin just finally said, take it somewhere else and get it registered.
So here's my thing, though. Like on the truck bed, I can build my own trailer at home.
Yes.
Is there a list of what I can use parts-wise and what I can't use?
No, but you have to provide the list. Okay. Or what you actually use.
Okay, fine. But there's no rules or...
And once we see on that list, truck bed from a 76 Ford.
But what if it's not the whole bed? What if I just took the outer edges so I could box in my trailer?
Where did those outer edges come from?
I don't know.
Yes, you do. It came from a Ford truck bed.
Well, I mean, that was like, I don't know where they made them. Detroit, maybe.
But it came from a Ford truck bed.
But
so it's not legal.
Okay.
I tell folks this when I get to that point. You can do whatever you want to do and take whatever you want out there.
Good, because that's what I do.
And when they arrest you and take that away from you,
never gonna happen.
Don't get mad at me
because I didn't give you what you wanted
to walk out the door. That's just what it comes down to. Because people are gonna do what they want to do.
Exactly.
They're gonna do what they want to do. It's a dude riding around here with a tubular with a damn Christmas tree hanging out the top of it. And you can tell it used to be a Mazda Miata. You can tell. But there's no metal around. It's all tubular. And he got a freaking Christmas tree hanging out the top of it. And every time I see it, I just shake my head. It's like, all it's going to take is one. Because he been riding around Abilene for 2 years. So Abilene don't care. But it's going to take one state trooper.
Right.
To catch him out there.
And you know what? Some of the state troopers may not care. Yeah. But there's going to be one.
That one.
There's that one.
And that's the end of it.
Yeah.
That's the end of it.
You know, that's the thing about troopers. There's always one. You know what I mean? Like, didn't get enough love as a child.
They got enough love. They just follow the rule book to the T. It says here.
Yeah, and then the same guys are above the law because, you know, they can do that stuff. I'm not pointing out anybody in particular.
I hate that.
We are all the same.
I am totally against that. If one person has to follow the rules, everybody has to follow the rules.
Or if nobody has to follow the rules, then nobody has to follow the rules.
There you go.
Sign up for that society.
Nope.
Every man for himself.
Nope. Nope. Let's do the pick six, man.
Oh, all right, man. Rock and roll. Hey. before we get done with the Case Elegance.
Yes, sir.
In case we forgot about that, there is a code of CT Smoke down in the show notes with a link, and you can go by there and get 10% off of anything you buy over there. And I promise you, you will not regret it. They sell really good quality products.
Yes, sir.
And the customer service and backup that they got, I don't know of anybody better. Do you?
I haven't found anybody better.
Like, I don't even know anybody that good.
The things that I...
When I say, I don't have to say better. I don't even know a customer service is that good.
The things that I know that they have done for customers, and it wasn't the man, it wasn't Case Elegant's fault. Some of it, a lot of it was customer error, and they still took care of it.
Right.
Still took care of it. That's what I'm talking about. That's the reason why I love them so, because even if it's my mess up, a brain fart, well, and I made a mistake.
But it's not like you slant as we do.
I'm going to tell you this though.
Yeah, and I'm going to do that again, but I'm going to do it cleaner.
Okay.
In fact, I want to take two humidors down to like a wood shop guy
and have him take a bandsaw
and do a smooth cut.
You didn't hear what I said.
What?
To have him do it right.
Yeah. Oh, I know I didn't do it right. I was standing at the shed with a drink in one hand and a saw in the other.
Which is the most dangerous thing I'd ever seen.
I wasn't juggling.
I walked. You didn't have to juggle. I know who you were.
Well.
So, what's your, you want me to go first?
Yeah.
As usual.
And mine this week are going to be done in a top it off order. Number one is going to be the best. So number three comes in as the LaBarber Ricochet.
Oh, I gave you that.
No, you didn't. I got a whole box. Well, you did hand them to me.
I got a box
from what's the name?
I gave you one about probably about 4 or 5 weeks ago out of the humidor because I didn't want to smoke it. What's it was the name? A 6x60.
Mine was a 5x50. But that's the box that you got for me when you went to Atlanta.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Great.
Now, you know that's a Caldwell stick?
Yes. But it's a good
stick. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I say Caldwell. It's blended by Caldwell. Mm. I don't know who makes it.
It's a great stick, bro.
But I consider it to be a Caldwell stick.
Number two this week was a CLE Aeroa Dark 6x54.
That's a little big for me.
Yeah.
Oh. Did you like it?
Oh, yes. When I say dark, but it was full of flavors, man. It was full of flavors.
Okay.
My number one was the Blessing I Got. And if we had a band in there, number one this week was the Aged Amazon Basin Extra Añejo.
Mm, where'd you get that?
The leaf.
Oh, they got those?
They had those.
Oh. Did you smoke them all?
No. I smoked one after the win yesterday, and that's where I have enough to take us to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
I could have bought all that was left, but I was like, nah, I'm not going to do people like that because I know I hate when people do. You go over there and the box is there and there's nothing in it, and you sit back and then you ask Jaden, okay, you got any more? Nah, that was the last. You know, that's kind of frustrating. So I didn't buy them all. I left three.
Well, that was awfully nice of you. Unusual, but nice.
Because if it had been somebody else we know, not you, but somebody else.
I was going to say, you're talking about half cocks.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So good list. I've got a mixed bag here. And the first one, as you see, is the Don Carlos from Arturo Fuente.
Yes.
And it's been a while since I've had those. And, you know, I don't know why that I don't smoke those as often as I should. Mm. Jay's got them.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, they're available. I just forget about them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I got you.
Mainly
got you.
Because they're up in the front.
Yeah. You walk
right
past
the humidor.
That, yeah.
It's like, whoa.
So you want to go to every other spot.
Right.
And those in the front get missed. I got you.
And then my next one is a Padron 1926 number one. You see that one there.
You're throwing it out there. I got you.
Not throwing it. I'm slinging it.
I see.
And then this is going to be a surprise cigar for everyone. I bet 99% of the listeners and yourself have never even heard of this cigar. Well, I gave you one, so you probably have.
Oh, yeah.
Have you smoked it yet?
Yes.
What'd you think?
Loved it.
Dude. So
It almost made the list this week.
The what's that bird place? Stogie Bird.
Yeah, you said it was a dirt bird place.
That bird. You know, the bird is the word.
Yes.
Anyway, the guy that runs the Stogie Bird has these cigars called Red Tips, and the band is like a white outline colored red in the side or in the middle, and then a horseshoe, and inside the horseshoe it says Red Tips. I've never seen it before, but apparently that's an old, old band.
Uh-huh.
And he blended cigars and put them in there. And I bought those. I bought a whole box of those. Yeah. And I bought those, I want to say, probably like in March of last year. And they've been sitting in the humidor for almost a year. Yeah. I never even opened them.
Yeah. We were here when you opened them.
And I was like, wow, these are good. Yeah. Do I have to age them for a year? Or can I just smoke them right out of the box? Because I really didn't. I mean, I never heard of them. Yeah, I didn't have a lot of faith.
Yeah, I understand.
So now I don't know if that, I mean, the aging could not make it have gotten worse. No. So, you know, it had, I would say the aging had definitely had something to do because they're super smooth.
Oh, most definitely, man. I'm telling you, it almost made my list.
A little bit of sweetness.
But it's not overpowering. It's not. It's something that your palate has to pick up.
It's creamy. Yeah. Oh, it's got a little sweetness, a little cocoa. And it was just a really good cigar. In fact, I think I've only got two left.
Dang.
Well, I gave a shitload of them away.
Man, you know, it was just me, Casey, and Larry here that night.
Okay, and then I got one that night, so that's four.
So where'd the rest go? Yo, you smoked them. I got it.
Here.
Yeah, I saw right the picture. I saw the picture. Go. Oh, you showing me the ash. All right.
See that ash and ashtray?
I got you, bro.
Anyway, that's my pick three this week.
Oh, man, we had a great six.
And I do have a cigar, though, I want to talk about. You know the Saca Umbagua? Is that what it's called?
Umbaga, yeah.
Whatever. Anyway, that was gifted to me. Did you see the way mine burned?
No.
Dude, I... Shit you not. I got to find it now. I lit that cigar up, and I mean, right out of the gate, it was tunnel burning.
Mm.
And it was like, there was nothing I could do. Oh, look, here it is. Dude, look how big that hole is.
Oh, dude.
Right? Dang. Yeah. And so I snipped it a good inch and a half down.
And it was still?
And it immediately just burned another hole right through that section. So, man. I think that was probably due to a bad roll.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know because, you know, I'm not a scientist that does holoculture.
That almost sounded like a crime. Horticulture. You didn't say horticulture. He said horticulture.
Ho. Got a horticulture.
That sounded like a crime.
Did you see that Jeopardy where the dude said, you know, what's the dude that died? Alex Trebek.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, give me the name of a garden tool that is also a... vice, sin. And the guy goes, I'll go with what is a hoe? And Alex is like, no.
Oh, yes it is.
And the other guy answers, it was a rake. Like in poker?
Yeah, nah.
And it was like, I thought that should have been the winner.
A hoe.
The hoe.
I'll go with, what is a hoe for 100?
Alex just kind of like looked at him and was like, no.
You said it was a vice. Raking to me is not a vice. I don't play poker that much, so I don't know.
In fact, I don't even think he said vice. I think he said some kind of sin.
Oh, it's still a sin.
I'm with you. That's why I was like, oh, yeah, yeah. And he's like, no.
Wow. Wow.
So, hey, guys, we're going to take a quick little break. We'll be right back. We're going to do the McAuliffe Minute, and then we're going to dive into the cigar apps that are available. And I've used some. Brian's used some. There's some that we still have never used because there's more than ever. I didn't even know that until I went and looked. I was like, wow, I'd never seen any of these.
Yeah.
But so anyway, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back. So don't go anywhere. Hey guys, thanks for hanging through the break. We're going to start out with this week's McAuliffe Minute. And so let me get over to the question here. Here we go.
Okay.
And if you want to participate, you got to send me an email.
If you want to what?
Participate.
Oh, and it sounds better that time.
But if you want to participate, then you have to email me. My email address is down in the show notes.
Show notes.
And it's simple.
Mm-hmm.
In the subject line, you put McAuliffe Minute.
Yes, sir.
Otherwise, you're disqualified. That's the way it works. It's simple.
Just that simple.
And you're going to have multiple choice. So it makes it, you know, where everybody get a shot at it. This week's question is, how many INTs did Jacksonville's quarterback throw against the Chargers in week one of last week's playoffs? A, 0. B, 3. C, 4. Or D, 5. Anyway, great game.
Yes.
Great game. Yes. Great game. And,
yes.
You know, the thing about it is this question comes out after the fact, so it ain't going to be that hard to look it up, if you know what I mean.
It's easy. It's easy.
Some people are too lazy.
Ah. If you get it wrong, don't ever answer a question again.
Right. Tim.
It's Jacksonville, not the Air Force.
Right. So anyway, we're going to jump into cigar apps.
Yes, sir.
And yes, sir. There's a lot of apps that you can weed through, at least on the Apple side.
On the Google side, it is too.
Is there?
Mm-hmm.
And so let's just start at the top.
Okay.
And the first one is Drew Diplomat.
Hmm.
You ever seen that one?
Nope.
You ever had it?
Nope.
I guess if you'd never seen it, you'd never had it.
True.
So I actually have this app.
You have that one? Okay.
And I've had it way, way, way back. But I haven't been on it in eons.
Okay.
Now, you know, I don't really smoke a lot of Drew Estates.
That's correct.
I usually don't buy any, but I get gifted some from time to time.
But my question to you is this. What does that app pertain to? Does it pertain to all cigars or just Drew Estate cigars?
It is only Drew Estate cigars. Okay. And the funny thing is, since we're talking about them, I actually got online and looked at the app.
Uh-huh.
And right out the gate, whenever I log in, it says, we didn't find any current activity for you. Why not check in a cigar using the orange button below? And I'm guessing that the orange is actually this tan, but I don't know that. But anyway, what's weird is I was looking up at the news. They have news.
Okay.
They have a news feed.
Uh-huh.
And what I see here is the most recent article was published in February 1822. So almost a year ago.
1822. You said 1822.
Oh, no.
I just said that wasn't a year ago, no. Bro.
February the 18th of 22.
2022.
That's my wife's birthday, by the way. Wow. February 18th.
Happy birthday.
But yeah, dude. I mean, they're talking about the Barn Smoker event. And this came out. This was for the 22 Barn, whatever it is, Stormer, Smoker, whatever. But, yeah, and then when you look down through the news feed, what they have is all of it is just Drew Estate.
Uh-huh.
So, if you're a Drew Estate fan.
Number one for you.
I would say there's some good value here.
Yeah.
Because they do also have, like, a community where you can make friends. And you can, like, take your friends from Facebook and Twitter and your contact list. So, if you're a big fan of Drew Estates, I would say this would be a good app as long as you don't want any new news.
Gotcha.
Now, what's one of the apps that you actually use?
Cigar Scanner, which when you go into the Google Play Store, it's the first one that pops up. And Cigar Scanner, I've been using for at least 4 years. And it's an app that allows, it's not just tied to one manufacturer, one type of stick. It is a consumer based, because you can take pictures of your sticks and it'll give you all the reviews, information, and what others have rated it as, because you grade on a scale from 1 to 5 stars. And it allows you to, I guess, review, give your reviews and understand how it affects other people, you know, how it affects their palates. I also love it because it gives you this thing called, one of the attachments is called My Humidor. And the My Humidor is a part of that app that allows you to put in there what you actually have in your humidor or what you've smoked over time. So it gives you an opportunity to say, okay, yeah, back in 2021.
And how often do you use
it? I use this a lot.
Do you really?
I do. I use it a lot because I want to know what other people think about cigars. I do. I use this 3 to 4 times a week.
Wow.
3 to 4 times a week. Especially if it's a new stick that I'm smoking, like with the Ricochet, I put it in there. And I wanted to see what other folks saw, what I tasted, and what other folks said they tasted out of it. And it gives, I mean, it's spot on. It's an app that gives you information that cigar smokers want. You know what I'm saying? Especially new cigar smokers. Because you can walk in there and you see something in the humidor. You take a picture of the label, send it in to them, and they give you information about it right then and there.
Like the binder, the wrapper,
and then what other people have reviewed it as, what they tasted. You know, get one, it's 1 star. You see why this person rated it a 1 star. And if it has enough 1 stars, hey, I ain't spending my money on it. It's a waste of time. Versus you get one that has a few 5 stars.
I wonder how big, like, the index files are. Like, how many cigars do they have in their system?
The last time I saw it was 65,000.
Wow. 65,000 cigars.
Yes.
Wow.
And that's from consumers.
How many cigars do you have in there for yourself?
And for myself, it was 236 the last time I looked.
Wow.
Yeah.
Impressive.
Because I like to try stuff every once in a while. And especially if it has a good rating, I give it one try. I give everything one try. And then you don't want to talk to me, come back to it later, because you know your palate changes and it may be a different taste the next time. It may be a different experience. So now I'm on that, try it once, and then I may give, if it was a dog turd, nah. I don't care what you said, I'm not going back again. But if it was just like plain, I give it another try. And for 65,000 sticks, I think that they have done enough to give enough research and information to cigar smokers, that it's a good app. And like I said, I've been using it 3 to 4 years now, man.
Nice.
3 to 4 years. It's my go-to. When people ask me, what apps do you have on your phone for cigars? Boom, cigar scanner. And I explain it to them. Just take a picture of the label. And if it's not in there, you get to give your review, your rating, and what you taste. And whoever does the app, they do more research, because I did that with 1 stick. And then I come back like a year later, it was in there. And all more information was about it. I was like, that's what I'm talking about. It wasn't just stuck with me or, you know, a couple other people putting their information in. They actually did a little bit more research and put this stick in there into their library. So I truly like it. I do.
That's cool, man. I know some guys that used to use it. I think Nathan at the Leaf, remember mm-hmm. Nathan? I think he used it, but I've seen a lot of people use it. I am just not keeping up with
all understand.
That.
I understand.
Mean, you know, and you know, because
you know, I used to have
people.
You even talked about. I used to have a notebook where I wrote everything down in. Well, all that information for me now is in Cigar Scan. I don't write down in a notebook anymore.
That's
cool. I can put it right there, and I have it with me all the time. So as long as I got my phone, I got the information.
So one of the things that I also want to circle back around to the Drew Estate app.
Uh-huh.
It's called a Diplomat.
Diplomat. Mm-hmm.
But the thing about it is. And I bring this up because I'm fixing to talk about another app that I find useful. But, well, I'll go ahead and talk about it first. So, it's called Cigar Shop Locator.
I have a conversation about that, too.
So, I don't know how it worked for you, but, like, I just put in, like, mm-hmm. our zip code and put in, like, how far away.
Uh-huh.
And I wish they would update it, because it only lets you go as far as 100 miles from where you are.
Okay.
But here's what it brought up: 100 miles from where we are right now. The Leaf, CJ's Cigar Lounge in Brownwood, the Colonel's Pipe Shop in San Angelo, JJ's Cowboy Tobacco in Stephenville, and the Train Car in Big Spring. Mm. So, I mean, dude, that's money.
Yes, sir.
Now,
which one is that?
Oh, that's the cigar shop locator.
You see, I have the cigar shop locator, but it's 3.4.001, and it does the same thing. I think I may have a newer update than you do, and it does the exact same thing, but it gives me more of a range.
Further out.
Yeah, further out.
I got you. Yeah, because, you know, if I'm traveling to Dallas,
yes.
Well, I mean, but I can just look up the zip code in Fort Worth, and I'll be able to find it.
Plug it
but
in.
Yeah. I like to be able to just put in where I am
and go from there.
However far out I'm going to be traveling.
Yeah.
Because I like to look them up. Like we talked last week, I call ahead sometimes to a shop I've never been to and been like, hey, man, blah, 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 blah. What are you going to do? Blah, 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 blah. You know, I like to find out, do you got coffee?
Mm-hmm.
I need to know if you got coffee, because if you don't, I'm going to be bringing my own. Do you allow people to bring in their own bourbon? Because if you do, I'm going to be bringing my own.
That's correct.
And so I like to call ahead and find out what the vibe is.
Yeah, what the environment is.
Now, that being said, going back to the Diplomat, you can do a location on there. And what I don't like about it, I think it's ridiculous. Like, this is of no value whatsoever to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is just Abilene. That's how many places you can buy Drew Estate. Now, regardless of what you say, that includes all the blunts that Drew Estate sells at the gas station.
That's what I was going to say, because that looks like a reading of all gas stations. And I see one that's an X. What is that X, that red X?
That's where we are.
Oh, okay.
X marks the spot.
Okay, okay.
That's probably right where your ass is planted in that seat right there.
I got you.
But, yeah, so, like, that, and plus, it only shows you where Drew Estate products are.
Not where you can get cigars.
Right. Yeah. So I think the cigar shop locator is it's the one I use the most.
And see, I have a conversation about that, because I used to have this app called Where to Smoke. And Where to Smoke was just, it was, I guess, the progenitor to the cigar shop app.
Yes. Right.
Yeah. Huh? And it would give information, like if I put St. Louis in there, it would get everybody within more than 100 miles.
Nice.
So I knew if I was coming up 44 where I could stop en route to St. Louis and pick up some sticks. However, Apple bought them out.
And?
Because it was against their policy about tobacco use, you can't use it anymore.
Well, I'm surprised they bought them out and didn't just shut them down. Yeah. Because if you're going against their policy,
you can pull up the app. You can still pull up the app, but there's no information that you can get from it.
Really?
However, Apple has this app called, what is it? It is called Weed.
For marijuana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's called Weed Finder.
Well, you know, it's a complete standard.
Yes, Weed Maps. That's what it's called. But it's the largest directory for marijuana dispensaries on the planet. So you will give information and locations for dispensaries, but you buy out the number one cigar locator, and then you just eliminate them. How is that?
I have no idea.
That's why I wound up with the cigar locator, because my Where to Smoke didn't work anymore. And that frustrated me. I didn't know what the actual issue was. But then when I researched, I was like, what? So that's why I can't stand Apple, man. Y'all can talk about them all y'all want to. I will never own an Apple product of my own.
I'm with you.
Of my own.
I'm with you.
Yeah, because
I mean, certain entities make me. I don't care either way. Mm. I mean, I use an Apple. My wife just came on board. Now she's Apple. And I can tell you this, I don't know how it is when you go from Apple to Samsung, but going from Samsung to Apple sucks. Took her 2 days to get her contacts in there.
Yeah.
You know, when you go from Apple to Apple or Samsung to Samsung, it's easy.
Yeah.
But I don't know how it is going from Apple to Samsung. Do you?
I don't, because most people that go to, that are with Apple would never leave. So.
Oh. Well, that's true.
You know,
a lot of them are very loyal.
Yeah, it's very loyal. And that's like, another conversation.
I don't think I would go back just because I don't want to learn a new system
over again.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's just like, if I were you, I wouldn't want to go to Apple.
I'm not.
Well, I know that, but they're completely different systems. Mm-hmm. They work differently. Yes, and correct. You know, now that I'm using Apple, it's just easy because I know everything it can do.
Yeah.
And so that's why I like to stay with what I'm doing. Now, let's go over here to this app. Like, this app is, to me, the most worthless cigar app. This one gets the booby award. And I'm not talking about a good booby. I'm talking about a shit booby. Been gnawed off by a rat.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
Yeah. It's the Cigar Snob.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm with you there.
I mean, all it is trying to get money out of you.
Most definitely.
And I mean, that's not, it's just a money hole. You know what I mean? Not hoe, money hole.
I heard the L in that the first time. Even though you may have meant the second iteration that you uttered out. However, I'm with you on that with the cigar snob one, because it is not about, it's, to me, it's not about what the community is about. It's not about free information. It's not about informing or guiding people without looking for some monetary gain from it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely.
And that's all I see. That's why I didn't download. I was like, man, I ain't wasting my money on this, because what it's doing is trying to get more money out of me. And I can go to Cigar Scanner and get more information, and it's free and it's continually updated. You know what I'm saying? It's not something I got to wait a certain amount of time. It's continually updated.
Right.
Know? So I just stick with it, and that's where I'm loyal to things that are good for me. So it's not a name brand. It's just, if it works for me and it does well and it continues to do well, you ain't got to worry about me, partner. I'm there.
Okay.
I'm there.
So do you have another app that you use or that you have used?
That's it.
That's it for that's you. It. Okay. Well, I've got one more, and it's called the Gentleman's Choice.
I've never heard of that one.
It's not just a cigar app.
Mm-hmm.
But for a lot of people, it's a really good app.
Okay.
Because you can, like, it's basically like the cigar shop locator, but it's not just cigars. You get what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
So, like, let's see. When I open the app, you can search location based on GPS and where you are. Where golf courses are, where massage parlors are, or whatever you call them, cigar bars and clubs, and then you can do more categories. It shows you restaurants, breweries, coffee houses, movies, hotels, taxis, hospitals, clinics, favorites. Like, I think that's a valuable app.
Yeah, I just pulled it up on the Google Store, and it's there.
Yeah, so I mean, technically, I installed it way back when, and I really just never went back to it. But revisiting it and looking at what I can do with it, I'm like, yeah, I'll definitely use that. Because, yeah. I mean, you know, I don't really play golf, but I do like to drink and smoke. So they got me covered there. Anyway, I think that's a good app.
Yeah.
So out of all those for me, though, the Cigar Shop Locator is really the only one that I've really been using.
Okay.
The Diplomat, I installed it. Apparently, I had no use for it, and I never went back.
Gotcha.
And the Cigar Snob, I installed it, registered, and then deleted it.
Okay. Gotcha.
There was another one, too, and it was called the Habanos World Challenge.
Hmm.
And it's actually a worldwide Habano contest. But I couldn't get the damn app to work. I mean, I couldn't. I mean, I installed. I mean,
so we know you're not winning. It was, the contest.
Yeah. I was like, I don't even know why they have this app.
Yeah. So, and to be truthful, it's the growth of the technology, because like you say, when we first started, it was you probably could have counted on our hands how many cigar apps there were out there.
Yeah, not many. Yeah. I mean, like one or two.
Yeah, and today you have a plethora of them. But
and also, if you look online right now at your store, there's a lot more apps than that. But when you look at them, a lot of them are in different languages.
Yes, yes, yes.
Like I saw one from Indonesia, one from Germany.
And the thing with that also is it's not providing what you're looking for. Because as a cigar smoker, you want information about sticks, locations, and other information about cigars. I don't want – if I want to read news feeds, I go to magazine, and I read the news feeds. I don't need to add something else to my phone that's not going to be used just to get the news feeds. No, that's a waste of time for me.
Yeah, usually if I'm looking for cigar news, I go to Half Wheel and I'll go to Coop.
Yep, I go to Half Wheel, I go to Coop and Aficionado sometimes. Because, you know, Aficionado is based on the money, too.
Right, but they do have some good articles. Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, as big as they are, they should.
Yes, they should.
So I see you lit up that Tabanero Connecticut. How's that?
Delicious.
Isn't it?
Delicious.
And the Churchill.
And I was just going to say, and in the Churchill.
Yeah. I'm normally a Robusto guy.
Oh, man.
But, you know, Frankie from AJ Fernandez. Huh? He was telling me about the AJ Connecticut, and he was telling me if you're going to smoke the AJ Connecticut, smoke it in the Churchill. Okay. It's going to be the best experience.
Okay.
And so I did, and I was blown away. So then I had the opportunity to get some Tabanero Connecticuts, and I was like, Churchill. I'm going to roll the dice here. Yeah. And you know what? It paid off because I've been loving them.
I love it, man.
I mean, you know what I love about it? It's not too big of a Vitola. Like, I'm going to guess that's like a 52 at the most. Does it say?
50.
50, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so a 50 by like 6.5?
7.
7.
Mm-hmm.
That is like a great, an extra 2 inches. That's what she said.
That is not what she said.
She said, is there a connection? Yeah, sorry. So.
But the flavor profile, the appearance, the construction. Dude, the cold draw was like, oh, yes, yes. And I'm, two-thirds in, and it's starting to ramp up a little bit more in the flavors right now. And I'm just like, yes, keep going, keep going, keep going. I thank you, bro. I appreciate this.
Oh, good, man. I'm glad you enjoyed it. I was just really... I already liked the Robusto, mm-hmm. so I knew I liked the blend.
Yeah.
But just getting that extra 2 inches, that's what she said.
Yeah, that's what she said.
So anyway, that's going to wrap up this week's show. Did you have any announcements?
None.
All right. So next show.
And we didn't get to sports neither.
Oh, you want to throw that in there?
No, I'm good, bro. I'm good.
I mean, you know, we really don't even know how bad the Cowboys are going to get their asses kicked.
Man, I love that you don't drink the Kool-Aid.
You know what? Here's
you
the
love
thing.
Your
you
squad.
You can't drink the Kool-Aid unless you want to be a douche.
You love your squad.
I do.
But you are real about it. You're real about it. The same way I'm real about mine. When I know we don't have a chance, I'm not gonna sit back that pub up. Like, dude,
you remember the last game we played with Washington?
Yes.
And they just drove it balls deep.
Yes. Yes.
I quit watching halfway through the first quarter because it wasn't that they were getting beat at that time. But the mentality of the Cowboy players,
I got you.
You could see there was no fight in them.
They had bought out.
There was no fight.
They had bought out.
I was like, they're going to get their asses kicked.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I did have it on,
But
and
you
I got on
attention.
The TV, and I muted the TV just so I could look at the score every so often, and I was like, yep, I was right.
But that's the mentality that comes down that. I hate about most Cowboy fans. They buy that. They drink that Kool-Aid.
Dude, they think that the Cowboys, as long as there is a mathematical chance, you know what I mean? Like, if it's mathematically possible to win the Super Bowl, they will. Now, let's We said we were going to run out on you guys, yeah. But you know what? I had some information. We talked about earlier, like the odds,
yes,
on sports teams, and let's see. It was very interesting because Baltimore was 5,000 to 1. Now their quarterback's not playing, so that makes sense.
It makes complete sense.
Oh, look.
What happened?
Well, I thought something weird happened. But anyway. The Vikings have already been removed.
They removed them.
Wow. So we were looking at it before they lost, and they were, 4,500 mm-hmm. to 1?
Yeah.
And the New York Giants were 4,000 to 1, but they've jumped up 2,800 to 1.
Because they beat
Right. So this is live.
Yes.
Tampa Bay is 2,800 to 1. Jacksonville, 2,200 to 1. The Cowboys earlier were 1,200 to 1. Now they're 1,300 to 1. They must be listening to the show. Cincinnati is at 750. Eagles at 550. San Francisco at 450.
Uh-huh.
Buffalo at 380.
Uh-huh.
And Kansas City's the favorites at 320. Uh-huh. Now, I can tell you this, like before. Now, I don't even know. I'm not a sports bettor. Uh-huh. Are you?
Me neither.
No. Have you ever?
No. And one reason we can't do it in Texas anyway, so.
Yeah, you know, we don't have any bookies in this state.
Yeah, we do, but it's not legal. But anyway, go ahead.
So, like, the odds, like, it doesn't say 320 to 1, but so really what I'm looking at when they're showing the example of the math, it's really 3.2 to 1 when it says 350.
Gotcha. I got you.
Because it says, for example, a $100 bet on a team to win the Super Bowl with the odds of, like, the Kansas City Chiefs at plus 320 odds would pay you $320 profit,
yeah,
if they managed to win the Super Bowl, if you bet $100.
Yeah.
So the Cowboys at 1,300, that would add
if
an extra
$1. If you bet a dollar, you get $1,300 with them.
Is that right?
Yeah, because at 1,300, because that's what it's going to. Because if you bet a dollar with Kansas City, you're only going to get $320 over it. So you get a 220, you get 220 over your 100 that you bet, because it's only
320. Oh, well, that's on 100, yeah, though.
So no, at 100, you said it was $320.
Right. Yeah. But for the Cowboys at 1,300, you can get
$3.20 per
on a $100 bet, you would get $1,300.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't going to waste $100.
Smart man. I was off by a decimal, folks. Forgive me.
Yeah. You know,
but God, just think. What is Jacksonville's odds?
I told you, 2,200.
22. Oh, yeah, because they moved up. But it was higher than that at first.
Yeah, they were like 3,500.
So guess if you'd have put the bet down before they won,
it would still be, yes, the 30. Well, no, not for today's game. For the Super Bowl only.
Yeah.
They got to win it.
But if you'd have put the bet down before today's game,
you get locked in.
Yeah, you get locked in at that 3,200.
Right. So. But, I mean, to me, you just locked yourself out of $100.
Who all put that bet in?
You'd have to be a diehard
Duval
Kool-Aid drinker to bet on the Cowboys to win or the Jacksonville. I mean, to me, Jacksonville and the Cowboys are to be at the same odds, because Jacksonville kicked the shit out of the Cowboys.
Yes, they did. And the thing is, you look at it, you got the Bills and the Chiefs in the AFC, the Eagles, and they had the 49ers in the NFC. Neither one of those teams have beat the Cowboys haven't beat the Eagles nor the 49ers, because the last time we played y'all, we beat you in the playoffs. Neither has Jacksonville beat either the Bills or the Chiefs. So if you bet and said a Jacksonville and Dallas Super Bowl, first of all, what would the odds? That's another question, but that would be, what would the odds of that be? A Jacksonville Dallas Super Bowl?
852,000 to 1.
And then,
hey, if you had the Cowboys and Jacksonville in the Super Bowl, uh-huh, let me tell you who'd win.
Who?
The Eagles.
And they're not even in there.
Because that's what happens in the world of make-believe.
Yeah, true. Very true. But, man, this was a good show, bro.
Oh, well, I enjoyed it. Yeah. And, you know, we want to say thank you to our Patreon members.
Definitely.
We have a great team.
Yes, we do.
And they're just the utmost valuable to us and appreciated.
Yes, sir.
Because that's like my community.
The meetings that you have with those gentlemen, the producers.
Oh, yeah.
Those are some. These guys are supposed to be trying to help us with, you know, information to be used on the show. But it turns into a Rob Fest real quick.
We like to have fun. Yes, what can I say?
Yes. Yes. I enjoy watching. I'm like, man, here we go. Here we go. And it just it's what we look for, that cigar community mindset. That's all we're pandering to.
And I'm going to tell you this now. If you want to hang out with the Cigar Talk community, we are on the Discord. Like, everybody has, you know, some social media accounts here and there. But what I find is you just get lost in the noise.
And in the lockdown.
Right. And so when you come to the Discord, that's all it is yeah. a cigar community. That's it.
Community. Yes, sir.
And so
that's a place where a lot of fun is had.
A lot of information. Yes. You're talking about, we have some very, very wise cigar aficionados in our Discord.
And not just Conus. We're talking about international. We got guys from everywhere in there, man.
Yeah, we got Canada.
Yes.
We got Australia.
Yes.
I think we got Guam.
Mm-hmm.
No, I made that up.
I thought it was a person from Guam at one time.
I don't think so. I mean, no, you're thinking of the dude that was in Hawaii.
Hawaii.
And he's no longer in Hawaii. I don't know where he is now, but I see him every now and then. He's like on vacation or something. Like worldwide.
Enjoying life.
Yeah.
I'm while we're working.
Yeah. And by the way, guys, also on the Discord, we started playing poker, so when we do a herf, we can, like, visit and shoot the breeze and make jokes and make fun of Orlando. And
I knew this.
But we also can play poker at the same time, and so we're going to start having Cigar Talk poker tournaments, and the winners are going to win like a 5 free pack or a 5 pack of a cigars. Okay, you know what I mean?
A 5 free
pack. I'm just going to go and order and send them so I don't have to ship it, because everybody knows I'm a shitty shipper. That's just, you know. Yeah.
The truth.
Yeah. I'm not going to be bullshitting.
Nah.
But anyway, and I'm working 19 days in a row right now.
I pray for you.
So, yeah, thank you.
I pray for
you. You know what? One day at a time. That's all I got. One day at a time, and just keep pushing
going.
The push.
Yes, sir. Keep going.
Whew. Now I'm tired.
I understand, bro.
Depressed. No.
It's going to be all right.
Anyway, guys, that's going to wrap it up for this week's show. And until next time.
Keep smoking.
Who cares about the clouds when we're together? Just sing a song and think about sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet.